any of the tests come back for Quentin Rollins? Are they still positive signs right now?
Yes, Quentin's doing well. He's actually in the concussion protocol now. So that's where his status stands.
What's the plan for Demaryius this week?
Demaryius Randall? He'll practice today. So we'll get a look at all of our guys today.
Both teams have changed since October. What are the biggest changes you see in them?
Biggest changes in the New York Giants. I just think they're a much better team today than in October. I think you see progress, see continuity, and it definitely shows up in their production. I think you go through all three phases. You know, the return game is excellent. Their defensive numbers stand for themselves. They're clearly one of the best or the best defense that we've seen on film this year. And you know, their offense is obviously very comfortable and as far as both the run and pass and their no-huddle operation. So very explosive, got a lot of playmakers. Very good football team.
Sorry about that. How about specifically defensively, in terms of the biggest differences you've seen from them since you last saw them in October, maybe particularly in the secondary?
What's your question?
Sorry. What are a couple of the biggest differences that you've seen with the Giants defensively specifically, maybe particularly in the secondary?
Well, they're playing very good run defense. You go through the video, you don't see a lot of production there, and they got playmakers in their back end. So I think their one statistic that you could look at is their turnover opportunities is as high as we've seen this year. So I think that speaks volumes about their ability on defense, and I think you look at the scoring. You know, they don't give up very many points.
Without Jason Pierre-Paul for a couple weeks, but their defensive backs have been pretty good at getting to the quarterback on their blitzes. What do you see on film that's been the key to their success there?
Well, when defensive backs blitz, you have to be, you have to be in tune with that, whether it's the run blocking unit or the pass protection unit. And when they do blitz, obviously whether it's a back or a tight end picking them up, you have to win that matchup. So. And they've been very productive.
When you back at film from a game that was so many weeks ago, is it difficult at all as a staff to decide which things are worth focusing on now relative to what they were in the past? Is it hard to figure out which things might still apply?
Well, the biggest thing you get out of the video from the first game is the matchups, and even more so that you're playing on the same field, so it gives you a pretty good bead on what guys can do. Scheme-wise, I think everybody understands that. I mean, you're going to move on, and there's things that you're doing back then that you maybe not doing now and so forth. So that's all part of the game.
The Giants worked off the same blueprint under Coughlin for a long time. Has Ben kind of continued that style that was established in New York?
Style?
The defensive line, the good defensive line.
Well, I mean, they're very talented. Obviously, they had a lot of additions to their defense this year from last year. So defensive front is obviously been a strength of the Giants. Over the Tom Coughlin years. And, it starts up front with them. But I think their linebackers are very active, have a lot of range, and they're a very talented secondary.
Lions game, Aaron gave you a great deal of credit for your steadiness and leadership kind of during the rough patch this season. What did you see from him in that time, kind of along those attributes?
Well, I think the biggest thing, besides, his performance, and I think he's an incredible teammate, but I think any time you work with an individual over a long period of time, one of the best compliments that you can give him is his consistency of how he comes to work every day, because there's a lot that goes on during the season. Obviously, the demands and the responsibilities of the quarterback, and particularly Aaron Rodgers, because there's obviously more on top of that. But just extremely consistent throughout the whole, just the whole season. So was asked to do a lot as far as changes that we made to the offense, and particularly the running back position and so forth. So. I thought he did a great job navigating that.
Hey, Mike, with Randall Cobb, I know 2 weeks ago you tried to practice him last week, keep him off the ankle. What's the approach this week?
He's going to practice today, so we'll get an idea. We have a little bit of pre-practice, and then we'll see how he does. But I'm hoping that he could progress through practice today.
How much has
finishing been part of your messaging to the team now as you turn the page to the playoffs?
How much is finishing?
Finishing, closing out games.
I mean, it's part of it. I mean, it's, you know, part of the reminders of the fundamentals of the game of football. So I would say it's part of the message.
Championship, and then when you go through a rough patch in the middle of the season and the outside, I know sometimes you guys talk about how you like to try and block out the outside, but you said that it sometimes was difficult during that stretch because there was so much of it. When the expectation shifts off of you guys and people are sort of writing off the team a little bit, and now all those expectations come back because of the hot streak, is that difficult at all to handle from a pressure standpoint?
Probably the wrong person to ask, because I mean, that's not really I don't really relate to that, you know, as far as what, you know, everything that's your the opinion. We have questions we had to deal with during that time. I thought our guys did a great job staying the course. Their work ethic never changed. They have a unique energy about them. I can only compare this team to prior teams that I've coached. They have a very unique energy, focus, ambition. About the way they go about things, and it was very evident early in training camp and really once we got going into the preseason games, and that part's never changed. So regardless of the results, whether it's the practice, the games, they never really, there was never no change in, you know, their workload, effort, and so forth. So I think they did a great job of staying the course.
What do you think of Ernest's performance in these last 6 weeks? What's been the biggest area of improvement for your team?
What's the first part?
Beyond Aaron's performance, I mean, we know his numbers these last 6 weeks, but beyond him, what's been the biggest area of improvement for your team?
I think the biggest area of improvement that just jumps off the charts is the turnover ratio. I mean, we're taking care of the football. We need to take care of it Sunday. You know, zero gives is a focus each and every day at practice, and definitely will be a focus against this defense come Sunday. So, and our defense is taking the ball away. That has been the biggest impact in our performance.
Fast starts in the last 5-6 games. How has that helped your defense, and is that kind of even more necessary or more necessary than normal given kind of the personnel issues you've had on defense?
Well, we want to start fast. There's no doubt about it, but you know, it's a long game. I mean, playoff games, you know, in my opinion, tend to go a little faster, it seems like, because you just just a lot going on, and you know, the energy and so forth. But yeah, I mean, if you look at the way our team has performed, particularly in our wins, starting fast has definitely been a characteristic that has helped us.
Mike, is Joe Thomas going to practice today?
We're going to get him started, and we'll see how much he does.
Mike, even if you have Randall Cobb back full healthy, has Geronimo Allison earned more of a larger role in the offense going forward?
Well, Geronimo's doing a lot of really good things. You know, and if you think back to Atlanta when he got his first opportunity, but you know, as far as players coming back and this and that, you know, who's going to play, where they're going to play, I'm not going to get into that. But he's doing a heck of a job. I'm really, really pleased with what he's done with his opportunities.
Without getting into the specifics of individual players, how challenged do you think you'll be at the corner spot this week?
Hopefully we'll be better than we were last week. I mean, that's the big thing is we've made a transaction. We pulled Herb Waters up from our practice squad, so that'll definitely give us some help.
Mike, what's your thoughts on Eli?
I think he's doing a great job with the system, obviously being familiar with it, and really, you know, you look at the change that he's made from, you know, the prior system. I know it's year three, but I think he's exactly the type of guy you're looking for. You know, he manages the run and pass, keeps him healthy. Healthy play selection, and you know, he does an excellent job orchestrating the run checks, the protection adjustments, and you can definitely see he's on the same page with his perimeter group in the passing game.
The past few weeks, this team has talked about being in playoff mode, that mentality. Now that you are in the postseason, how has that helped kind of condition this team mentally?
Well, it's definitely been a mental focus. I mean, obviously, we had to win every game, and that's what playoff mode is. So does it help you? I don't know. I think it's an experience you can draw from. I think of those those things probably matter more to your young players, because there's always a first for your rookies and when I get into this situation. So, but this is about winning one game, and we're just really focusing on the things we need to do to beat the Giants.
When you were beaten the last time, you guys were able to keep Odell Beckham in front of you in terms of not letting him kind of get away from you with the yak yardage, with the injuries you had in the secondary. I mean, how much tougher is that this week?
Well, he's a challenge regardless of who's playing in the secondary. So, I mean, he's obviously a focal point for us in the game plan meetings, and will be Sunday. So, I mean, you have to tackle, you know, all their perimeter guys. I think they do a heck of a job once they get the ball in their hands, no doubt.
Hey, Mike, I know we've been asking for years about Micah and the versatility factor with him, but what do you think that said about him being able to bump outside? I mean, he's played inside safety, but give me the reps you did.
I think that the game in Detroit just shows you how valuable he is to our football team. So, punt return, you know, special teams. You just look at the positions that he plays on special teams, and then you go through the defense. I mean, there hasn't been a position he hasn't played in the secondary. So, and not only the play, but the play well. And clearly, you know, I think I talked about this Monday, is his interceptions was probably one of the biggest plays in the game. So, just a heck of a, you know, heck of a football player, a great teammate, just an unbelievable professional.
Two more, please. Mike, do you have to guard for the team? The fact that during this stretch they're not too mentally taxed out, too digging too much out of the hole, putting too much into it emotionally?
No, not at all. I don't think so. I mean, this team is they got this group. Just as I said earlier, the energy that this team has is unique. So. That is not a concern at all. It's an ambitious group of men that I've ever had the opportunity to work with. That's been evident from day one. You're on the journey, but at the end of the day, it's about winning this Sunday, you know, against the Giants, and a ton of energy in the team meeting today, so I don't think that's a concern at all.
Mike, what is it against Ben McAdoo already? And what's it like for you going up against somebody that brought in the system and helped groom to where?
I think it's good that we played already. You know, I think it's, you know, it's probably good for him also. So, but this is about beating the Giants. I mean, it's every coach in this business, especially NFL, understands it. It's so competitive. It's so hard to get in this spot. And yes, you want good things to happen to your close friends and so forth in the business. But shit, this is about winning the game. So,
Rob, last one.
Hey, Mike. The transition that Herb Waters has made from receiver to corner, what was that like for him, and how did you guys pull that off? Because that seems like a
well, he pull anything off. I think it's just a great credit to Herb, and it's a credit to Joe Witt. I mean, he's a young man that's, he's got a lot in front of him. I'm excited for him personally because I know what he's put into it, and I thought he was a good receiver prospect too. So he's worked his tail off. You talk about just the practice squad players, what they have to do during the course of the practice, but there's a group of them that are always there after practice and so forth. So, once again, it's about opportunities, and Herb has done a great job making the switch and doing the extra stuff. So, I'm very proud of him for what he's done and, you know, really giving us, put us in a position to bring him up, because that obviously tells you how we feel about him.